Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Roberts with another weekly edition of Malta Memories. Thank you for joining me. And this week, our sixth program in this 17-week third series takes us through the closing 6 months of 1983 via the usual ingredients, news created by the ordinary people and, in the main, the ordinary events here on the Maltese Islands now some 33 years past. When, as July began, the motor vessel Melita took 600 people on a magical gozo-by-night trip organised by the friends of Member of Parliament Lino Di Bono. And the great beer festival of 1983 was held on the roof of Farson's Brewery, accompanied by live entertainment and the music of a brass band. Among people in the news, Christopher Kermy of St Julian's gained a first-class honours degree in accountancy at the City of London Polytechnic. And Christine Bonici of Tarshin, Miss Maltese Nation as she had been crowned in 1983, returned from her 24-day stay in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, where she had taken part in the Miss Universe pageant. While all this was making news in Malta, in popular music, though, recorded by many singers and groups before, notably in the 60s in 1983, Paul Young brought us this.
Living on free food tickets, water in the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people, far from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have a spare. You could fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. Gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the two stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. She can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love her just as much as she can.
Love of the Common People, composed and written by John Hurley and Ronnie Wilkins, sung there by Paul Young in 1983. Back to the news, and a great reunion of 31 former pupils of St. Joseph High School, Blatar El-Baida. together with a number of their former teachers, took place at the Osborne Hotel Valletta. As well as enjoying high tea, there was no doubt much reminiscing by all concerned. While in water polo, the Valletta club experienced their second defeat at the hands of the Exiles team. And on the last day of July, a property news item recorded that apartments for sale in Amory Street, Sleema, just off the seafront, were priced between 11,000 and 13,500 Malta Lire. Back to people, and young guitarist Simon Schembri was awarded a sponsorship enabling him to attend the Académie Internationale d'Été in Nice. And an Australian census in 1983 revealed that there were now 57,000 Maltese-born people living in the country. While back in Malta, 40 models of the graduating class of the Vicky Caruana School of Modelling participated in a fashion show at the Carriage Restaurant on Sleema Strand. 163 people travelled to Lourdes on a pilgrimage that witnessed a number taken by wheelchair, culminating in an audience with His Holiness Pope Paul II. In the UK, the Silver Q snooker tournament that had attracted 305 competitors saw Malta's own Anthony Drago, to much acclaim, reach the last four. And writing to the Times of Malta from Burzabuja, Joe Gallier said that Sir William George Shedden, Dobby, former governor of Malta 1940 to 1942, should be remembered, as he put it, as one of the greatest friends of the Maltese. In popular music, the group Fun Boy 3 were riding high with their latest recording, Our Lips Are Sealed. Fun Boy 3 and Our Lips Are Sealed. As the month of August progressed, another item of news emerged from abroad, of yet another individual success of a Maltese-born settler, when it was reported that Mario Carmel McAuliffe, formerly of Tajbeesh, was registered as a professional engineer in the Canadian province of Ontario. And the growing trend of Maltese families taking more holidays in Malta was encouraged by an advertisement that offered a family holiday in your own apartment in the village of Mistra from just 2 Malta lire per person per day. However, for 28 Maltese athletes, it was travelling abroad that proved exciting for them, because they'd been selected to take part in the 9th Mediterranean Games, to be held in Casablanca. While in Gozo, as September began, work began on the conversion of the Norman houses at the Citadel in Victoria into an archaeology museum. And staying in Gozo, a number of residents of Marcel Fawn acted as hosts to a group of children from Greenacres Children's Home in Colchester, England, when they arrived to spend a holiday there. The spirit of helping others was similarly demonstrated by members of the Malta Lions Club when 13 of them called at the blood bank in Floriana to donate blood. Listeners may recall the news in our programme last week of Malta's first rock mass on Easter Sunday. Well, the growing popularity of the island's own bands specialising in rock music was again demonstrated when the Mirage Band performed at the Raffles Discotheque, St Andrews. Well, with all this news of making music in Malta in 1983, I think we should see what else was making the airwaves in the worldwide field of popular music. One piece recorded that year was by Big Country. The group Big Country, with In a Big Country. And as if to herald the arrival of October, 13 yachts set out from Marchamchet at the start of the Martini Middlesea Race. In more stories of the individual achievements and successes gained by Maltese people abroad, both past and present, Mario Baldacchino Orlando, writing in the press, reminded readers of his late father, Niccolo Baldacchino, a tenor who, he claimed, was the first Maltese to ever sing abroad, performing in Sicily, Florence, Milan, Venice, Turin, Athens, and Constantinople. While another news item recorded that Malta's talented classical dancing teacher, Tania Bayona, had returned from London where she gained the Fellowship Award, the highest teaching status in classical ballet, endowing her with the title Fellow of the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dancing. And completing a trio of successes, Dr. Charles Boffa, dental surgeon and academic, was awarded a Certificate of Appreciation in recognition of his two lecture contributions to the Postgraduate Dental Convention in Vienna. At the University of Malta, from where in 2015 I'm broadcasting now, 32 years ago, Odette Balzan was crowned the new Miss Malta, 1983. And who knows, it might just have been to pay tribute to the new Miss Malta that the Italian Air Force acrobatic team Freccia Tricolori arrived to provide a breathtaking display of precision flying at Lua Airport. The month closed with more news of emigration, when 400 to 500 Maltese were expected to have emigrated to Australia, 376 more than in 1982. Returning to the field of popular music, the predominant beat sound I mentioned in a previous program that was to dominate the 80s was again demonstrated in this recording from Duran Duran. You've gone too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line. I'll cross that bridge when I find it, another day to make my you Duran Duran in 1983 and The Reflex. November saw an ecumenical service and wreath-laying ceremony at the British Military Cemetery Pietà, remembering the dead of two world wars. And it was announced that the new year of 1984 would see the wearing of crash helmets as compulsory for all motorcyclists. Malta Scouts, very rarely out of the news for very long, were once again making news when the Venture Scouts of St Aloysius College set out from Teeny Point in a six-oared gig to row a distance of 34 kilometres to St Paul's Bay and back, and all in the aid of charity. However, Malta's guides too were not going to be outdone. The Girl Guides Association organised a concert at the Phoenicia Hotel, marking their 60th anniversary of guiding in Malta. While all these activities were taking place, Jacqueline Vella married William Vella, emphasising to all who congratulated them that they were in no way related before their big day. And November closed with some good news. The long-drawn-out dispute between the Horse Owners Association and the Marsa Racecourse Management was finally settled, and so the belated season opened at last. December saw the start of advertising for the imminent festive season, and in a special Christmas supplement an article suggested that boys aged 16 would probably prefer cash gifts rather than knitted socks from Auntie Annie, or aftershave, or the latest Beano album. But definitely not in the spirit of Christmas and the season of goodwill was the report that two hooded men had stolen 1,200 Malta Lire from a petrol station in Paola. The Christmas tree lights were switched on in Freedom Square by Member of Parliament Mrs. Cetina Domenia Brincat, who urged people to be generous in placing their cash and gifts beneath the tree, all of which would later be presented to the Community Chest Fund. As the Sunday Times of Malta, in its final edition before the big day, wished all its readers a very happy Christmas, the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company announced that it would present Mother Goose at the Manuel Theatre, and the MADC's hope was that it would beat their record of attracting the 5,300 people who'd flocked to the 1982 production of Babes in the Wood. And so to the world of popular music, for our last recording from 1983. I started this edition with a song from Paul Young, one of two he recorded in 1983, both of which were not of the typical beat style, so reminiscent of the 80s. So let's conclude our year's memories with that second recording. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Well, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had a romance, did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. That's my home. Oh,
you keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? For I'm the type of guy who gives a girl the eye. Everybody knows. Well, I love them and I leave them. Break their hearts and deceive them everywhere I go. Don't you know that I'm the type of man who is always on the road? Ooh, la, 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 la. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. Wherever I lay my hat, oh, that's my home.
Wherever I Lay My Hat, from Paul Young. I hope you've enjoyed this, another trip down memory lane made possible by these research memories of life in the Maltese Islands via the news of ordinary people and ordinary events in 1983, and all linked to the popular music of the time. Contact details are unchanged if you need them. Email mikeroberts@firenet.ws or the website's contact button. Snail mail address is care of this station. And for any programs you missed and want to catch up on, then they're all available on webcasts at the tap of a finger or the click of a mouse. Do join me next week for the start of 1984. Same ingredients, people, events and music. Thanks again to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for keeping it all together. From me, Mike Roberts, thank you for listening and goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xoqgħa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.